Welcome to BBC WM's preview of the Speedway season 2017, which starts in earnest on Monday, when we have live coverage online of Wolves against Poole in what would certainly in previous years be considered the Elite Shield. I suppose it's the Premiership Shield with the changes to Speedway this year. Between now and the end of the programme, we'll hear from the Birmingham Brummies camp and from the Cradley Heathens, but we'll start with the defending champions in the top flight of Speedway, even if the competition has changed its name, and team manager Peter Adams, who started by saying it won't quite feel the same this season without Peter Carlson, 27 years after his Monmore debut.
No, he's been a fantastic servant, hasn't he? And very loyal and great to be around, great to have around, an absolute Goliath of the track. I mean, we're talking about one of the, in his prime, you know, he was one of the world's top speedway riders, of course. And he's always said to me, as long as, you know, you're not limited by the engine, because no matter how good a rider you are, that's your limit, you know, right there. If you're fit and you want to keep doing it and you've got a competitive equipment, then age is no barrier. And you only have to look at the World Championship to see that the evidence of that. Somebody just a few months younger than PK happens to be the world champion. So, you know, you can do it for as long as you want, and I'm sure he'll continue riding somewhere.
In terms of last season, I mean, a great farewell for him, but something clicked quite early on with the team that you put together.
Yeah, we had I wasn't expecting that, if I'm brutally honest, because we had five new riders in that team, and it is difficult, you know, when you've got people who are strangers to one another, just all chucked together and expect to operate as a unit. But you know, they hit it off straight away. They were, you know, it wasn't long before they were all very good friends, and we started the season well with, you know, two or three, four consecutive victories. So that helps, obviously, because that's where team spirit is founded. You know, once you start winning, people like that feeling. They want to experience it again. Don't let one another down. So that's what team spirit's all about. And it quickly developed and escalated. And we all saw the end result last October.
Sam Masters made a big impact to the team. Jacob Tulsell continued his development, and there, you may have made five changes last year, but the guy who you've brought through since he was a teenager, the rewards were there to be reaped, weren't they?
Yeah, he's had some difficulties on the away tracks. He'd been a good rider around here at Monmouth Green for some time now, but he was lacking, you know, away. So I had have a little gentle chat with him in the winter. And, you know, he focused his game much more on that element last season. And now he's a genuine, fully-fledged heat leader, you know. So we're expecting big things from him. And I think his development will continue.
You've seen so many changes in the top flight of British Speedway. You've instigated some of those changes. What do you make of the new league system, and also the fact that you've got some brand-new teams that we haven't seen before at the top level?
Yeah, we've lost a couple from last year's Elite League, but they've been replaced by Somerset and Rye House, which is very refreshing because, you know, the game needs a bit of variety. We've got new team building regulations this season, with everybody's averages being converted to a Premier League equivalent, and then the new limit of 50 points and restrictions on, you know, who, you know, you've got to have two English riders who either have or are able to ride in what was the Conference League. So that's had us all scratching our heads during the winter. But I think the league this year looks very even and competitive, to be honest with you, more so than in previous seasons. I think I've seen some bookmaker quotes that have Poole as favourites, but I think that's more out of repetition than reality. But interestingly, you know, most people are tipping Wolverhampton as playoff certainties before we turn a wheel, which wasn't the case last year. We're buoyed by what we've done. We think it's excellent. We've been able to track five of last year's team again. That's not because we think they deserve the opportunity to defend what was so brilliantly won, but because we think these are the guys for the job, you know, and that team spirit, which was fostered and nurtured last season, will be there again, and that's worth, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 points a meeting.
So Peter Adams there saying that team spirit could be the key if Wolves are going to repeat as the champions. Our lead commentator on BBC WM for Speedway is Mike Taylor. He joins me now. Mike, it's going to be very difficult for Wolves to replicate what was a phenomenal season.
It is, but then maybe we should bear in mind that they were never really at any stage favourites to take the title last season. Even right up to the final, I think most people thought that Bellevue would probably be stronger. So they did upset the apple cart quite a bit last year, and they have retained some of, you know, quite a substantial amount of last year's team, more so than sometimes champion teams do. I think it's a little bit hard to gauge the form comparing to other clubs this season because there have been so many changes and clearly budgets have been restricted. But to still be led off by Freddie Lindgren, to have Sam Masters, who was such an important part of the team, and to also have Jakob Torsell, who was clearly an improving rider still further during the course of last season, I think gives them a fairly strong basis to the team.
Yeah, they're going to be key performers, as we just heard from Peter Adams, that the improvement from Torsell and Masters last year. I know it was Masters' first year at Wolves, but they achieved more than I think any of the people predicting last season ever imagined.
Yes, I think so. And Torsell's now looking increasingly like a credible heat leader for the long term at elite league level. I think has rewarded the patience that Wolverhampton have had in him over the last several years, and that's certainly coming up now. And Masters was very competitive all the way through.
There was one man who did predict their success last year. It was Sam Masters, who always felt they had the look of a title-winning team.
I can remember saying it, and I said that this team reminds me of Edinburgh 2014, and we won everything that year. And and same happened last season, but I don't know, it's just, you just know when you're hanging out with the boys and when they're all together what the vibe's like pretty much straight away. So, and that is a big impact on the rest of the season. So, again, yeah, I think that we've got a good team again, and it's always tough defending your title, but there's no reason why we can't do it.
Was it peculiar having to say goodbye to PK after, I mean, you know how much service he's given this club, but having had him as the experienced figure in the team last year?
Yeah, well, I haven't spent so much time with PK, obviously just what we did last season here at Wolves, but again, he came in the team and yeah, just it was awesome having him here, and obviously this is his home of British Speedway, so yeah, he's so easy to get on with, he's so knowledgeable and smart, and if you ever need the advice you just ask him, and he was always there to help. So it's sad to see him go. I would love to have done another season with him, but he knows his time's up, so it's time to try and take his and follow his footsteps.
Didn't seem to take you too many Mondays to get used to Monmore and start to really enjoy riding here.
Yeah, well, the first meeting at home, I got a paid maximum, actually. So I've always liked this track, even as an away rider, always in the past. I've done well here, so I think it's more suited for me, this type of track, similar to Edinburgh, and I love that track too. So hopefully make me average higher home and away again. And yeah, I was happy with last season, and I feel it's going to be tough to match that or do better, but I feel like I can. I've been training hard enough in the winter and just got to keep doing that.
That's the Wolves rider Sam Masters. A little bit later in this preview show, we'll hear from Freddie Lindgren as well. But let's move on to the Birmingham Brummies. They're also defending a title, in their case, in the National League. And their team manager and co-promoter, Graham Drury, says that after winning that title, he was always going to have to make team changes to balance things out.
I tried, obviously, to try and retain as many as I could from last year. And I think at the end of last year, if somebody said, well, you can retain four of your riders, I would have been happy with that. And we've gone, you know, insofar as team building is concerned this year, you know, I've gone down the same route as what I have the last 2 years, in so much as the three riders that have been introduced to the team are inexperienced riders. We're all hoping, with the encouragement of Birmingham staff and management, the three riders can progress in the sport. So at the end of this year, all three of them can look back, they've progressed, and that progression has a knock-on effect of bringing success to Birmingham Speedway again.
Of course, you had remarkable joy at reserve with the two Jacks last year. The rest of the team did well to keep them down at reserve as well for you. This year, with Lane Cupid and Keane Dickin, you know, you'll have been impressed by their setup to start off with, but it's big boots to fill.
And I don't expect them to. And I've told both of them, you know, we've been very fortunate at Birmingham the last 2 years, where we've had one reserve in Zach Vichinek and last year in Jack Parkinson and Young Smithy. So I'm not, you know, what I've said to the both of them, that, you know, that was a unique set of circumstances. Last year, as good as it was, it's done, that's it, we start afresh. The two young English kids that, you know, want to progress in the sport, they want to do well in the sport. And again, I'll say that, you know, what my ambition for both of them is in, you know, 5 or 6 years' time, that they have progressed to such a level that they're then riding in the top league and maybe representing their country. They can look back at the time that they spent at Birmingham and say, yeah, we learnt our trade at Birmingham and it stood us in good stead.
Really important year off the track as well, because the club was put up for sale at the end of last season. Tony Mole having done so much to re-establish Speedway in the city of Birmingham. Are you optimistic that somebody will carry this project on? Because, you know, we could see on the track that you're successful.
Yeah, this is a good little business. You know, it's got a good foundation. It's financially secure. It's run within limits, within budgets. Rest assured, this time next year, you'll be sitting talking to somebody else here running Birmingham Speedway. That I've no doubt whatsoever.
Could still be talking to you.
Unlikely.
Do you not think so?
No, I think now, you know, Denise and I, my wife, who's an integral part of the club, you know, we've always said that, you know, when Tony Mole finishes, you know, I think it'll be the right time for us to finish. So I think it'll be an emotional night, the last meeting of this year. Hopefully it'll be an emotional one with a successful one, raising the trophy. And, you know, when somebody takes over a new club, which, as I say, I'm confident somebody will. They'll want to come in with their own ideas, which we will respect. We'll always be at the end of a phone if they need any advice. Denise and I will fade into the sunset.
So interesting. For the future, Tony Mole selling the club, Graham Drury and his wife Denise standing down. It's the end of an era. He's optimistic, as we heard there, that there will be somebody to carry the club forward. But that will be a nervy period for Brummies fans, Mike.
It will. Because both Graham Drury and Tony Mole have put an awful lot of personal endeavour into the project since it really got going again back in 2007. Obviously, there was a little bit of a time where Tony Mole wasn't involved, but clearly they have both been fundamental characters in doing it. So there will have to be some succession planning, and it will have to be carefully thought through. There are a lot of people who've got a great deal of goodwill for Birmingham Brummies. That won't be in short supply. But it's having the expertise and the knowledge of, you know, both of those fellas have been around the sport for a very long time, and promoting and managing teams all over the country for the long period. So whether they can find people with that sort of experience and know-how is another question, but I don't think the goodwill will be short. As far as on the track is concerned, of course, they put a very strong team out last year, with Graham saying all along, this is, an inexperienced but talented young team, and they were comfortably the strongest side in the division. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So it would be dangerous, therefore, to predict that even a much-changed Brummies team wouldn't be that again, although, once more, they are a very young side.
Yeah, not a strong on paper, and Keane Dickon was injured after we did that interview on Press and Practice Day. He was actually injured that afternoon, which is unfortunate. We wish him a speedy recovery. And, of course, he's got key riders in new positions, including Tom Bacon, who returns to the club again, and he knows there'll be more pressure on him as a number one.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, we had such a great year last year. Firstly, it's really nice to be back with the team, and, like you say, coming in as number one. You know, I showed I had a good season last year, and my aim will be to try and keep this number one on my jacket all year.
It was such an outstanding team last year. You were getting all those points from reserve, and yet you guys in the main body of the lineup were still keeping them down at reserve, which tells you everything was ticking.
Yeah, I know the reserves had a lot of talk before and during the season, but Danyon came in on a 3-point something average, and mine was just over 4, and look where we both ended up, and that kept the two jacks at reserve, and it made a very strong 1-7.
It's not always easy in Speedway to have that level of team spirit that this club had last year.
No, the spirit is so important, you know. Not that we had that many bad races last year, but spirit is important. If your head's dropped, then it makes the challenge 10 times harder.
How much of a benefit is it to have such a good track to ride around? Because there are a few that are prepared like this in the National League.
It's not just the track, it's the whole club. It's ultra professional. It's as good as pretty much any club in the country, as well as elite league clubs. So to turn up, it's a pleasure to turn up, and it just gives you that extra boost when you go out to race.
The night that you clinched the title, the roars on the home straight as each result came in, it was amazing.
I think the roars in the pits were just as loud, to be honest. There was such a buzz about the whole stadium, and I think after about four heats, people started to really believe that we could go on and turn it around, and what a night for the whole club.
And the averages, of course, mean that inevitably the team has had to be changed a little bit. Are you confident that the newcomers will be able to make the same contribution?
It's going to be a different challenge, I think, this year. Like you say, we were never going to have the 1-7 we had last season. I'm sure Graham's done his homework with the three guys he's brought in, and what you can see from today is they'll all turn up with very professional setups, so they should fit right in.
You look at Jack Parkinson Blackburn, who, like you, has got to assume more responsibility as a Heat leader. Do you think he can carry that forward?
Yeah, I mean, I put a lot of responsibility on myself last year, to be honest. I'll go out and try and win every race, and that doesn't change. So from that point of view, things will just stay the same.
So the Brummies have won the title for the last couple of years. Before that, it was the Cradley Heathens. Let's step across to the Black Country. The Heathens will be splitting time between Monmouth Green and Perry Barr this season. Their team manager is Will Poddinger, who says there's been a heck of a lot of change in the Heathens lineup.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we never intended to, you know, have a complete clean sweep of riders, but it was just the way the averages worked, and the lower points limit of 39 points meant that we had to go in a different direction. And you know, those riders we would have loved to have kept from last year, but unfortunately the likes of Max and Ash had to move on to higher leagues, and that's good for them. And you know, a few of other riders have sort of taken a year out or gone elsewhere, so you know, we wish them all the best.
Are you pleased with what you've got in the Heat leader position?
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. We're really happy with the Heat leaders we've got. We've got three excellent riders who can all win races, that's for certain. And you know, when I look back to our success in 2013, we had three very good Heat leaders in Paul Stark, Lewis Blackburn and Ashley Morris, who all won races. And the key to that was obviously the other four riders chipped in with the second and third places for the Heat advantages. So we're sort of looking something along those lines, really. And I feel, you know, that we've got more than good enough team to do well this year and kick on and hopefully bring the league title back.
And just finally, ahead of this, you've had a bit of a bonding session on the go-kart track. Which of the lads really impressed on the go-kart?
there's Tom and Dan Greenwood. Both did well. They're used to go-karting quite a lot. It was Joe Lawler's first time, so I'm sure it's an experience for him. And yeah, it was good fun. It's all about bringing the boys together and making them gel and get along well as a team. And you know, that could be worth a few points as the meetings come and go during the season. We had a good day at Scunthorpe on Saturday when we hired the track, and lads put in a lot of laps and blew away the cobwebs, which was good, and certainly good atmosphere within the team and feel good factor. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good season, I feel.
So then, Mike, one way or another, Will Poddinger has a very different team this year.
Yes, I did hurt a bit last year that they weren't as competitive as they'd hoped to be. And throughout the season, they couldn't overcome some of the problems. Were clear, it was the solution, it was the issue. They could sort of see what they were trying to do. And the team might be built differently this time. They relied very heavily on the top two last year. In the end, too heavily. You know, they're arguably the two strongest riders in the league, but again, you need more strength than that. So it is important for the lower order to make much more of a contribution if they're to succeed. And there are obviously some, you know, relatively unproven talents. That's what the National League is about. But they will be well led by Tom Perry and Danny Ayres, in entirely contrasting ways. Two very different characters, but will both endear themselves. Well, Tom already has, but Danny Ayres will very quickly be a favourite with the Heathens, I think.
Well, let's hear from Danny Ayres, actually. The former Kent King suffered an injury towards the end of last season. Given those circumstances, he couldn't be happier to have landed at the Heathens.
I'm very pleased, very, very pleased. Went into winter, obviously, as we know. I broke my shoulder in the final meeting, and felt very pleased. Like I say, Cradley come along. To be fair, Cradley, the only ones that have, you know, stuck by me and had no doubt over the shoulder and had full confidence in me. And look, it's paid off, and I'm about to show them back the gratitude I have for showing him to me. And yeah, shoulder's good.
In terms of the rehab, how long has that taken to get it right?
Yeah, listen, we weren't allowed to have the shoulder done until February. So I was very, very fortunate. Some very, very kind people donated to the GoFundMe page, and my main people, Barbara and Peter, they helped me to get it done privately. So we had the operation done on the 5th December. And then it was a 6 week, 7 week healing period, and then with slow physio. And listen, it's starting to really come right. The last sort of 2 weeks, that's really started to come right. I've tried to fit a winter in 3 weeks. So, and I've had a new trainer come on board, Tom East, Armour Fitness, who's been amazing with me, and I feel very, very good. Like I say, I'm just trying to drop a bit of weight and get fit, but we're on the right road.
Most of the meetings for home meetings will be here at Monmouth Green. Is it a track that you know well?
I don't know well, but we rode here last year a few times. Love it. To be fair, I'm pretty lucky. I'm not a one track specialist. I'd like to think I'm a bit versatile, and I got on really, really well here and beat some top riders. So really looking forward to it. And I think once I properly master it, I was trying a little bit of the old Carson corridor, as they call it. So once I figure this place out properly, I think. Yeah, we'll go well.
The very engaging new Cradley Heathen, Danny Ayres there. Talking of engaging people, always reassuring at Monmouth Green on a Monday night to see Freddie Lindgren in the Wolves kit. And it's great to see him back once again and as part of a team who are defending champions.
Definitely is. I mean, it was a long time since he won the title, so it's such a good feeling last year. But now I'm back here to try and defend the title. That's my aim, and you know, that's why I'm here.
I remember the pre-season dinner last year, and there was a real feel-good factor about the team. You were all kind of meeting for the first time thinking it was going to be a special year.
Yeah, we really believed in ourselves. The bookmakers maybe didn't do, but we really believed in ourselves, and we started off really good. That helped, I think, with the confidence and everything. But today we just have to forget about the past. What we've done in the past is history, and now we just look forward to a good season in 2017.
When you look last year at the way that Sam Masters developed, when he's finally getting his chance to ride for Wolves, the development of Jacob as well has got better and better, particularly around this track. That was a key, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And as you said, Sam was riding really well. Jacob became really the king of Momo. He was, I think, the fastest guy around our home track last year. And fingers crossed to keep on pushing forward, to keep on developing, and that I can be like a stable number one as well.
Your own personal form last year, I would say probably the best I'd seen for 2 or 3 years, reflected both in the leagues and also on the Grand Prix circuit.
No, I felt like I had a good season last season. Overall, it was pretty good, and I qualified back into the GPs for this year. And now I have had a really good winter. I've been training really hard. I've been free of injuries, and I feel really good physically. So and my equipment is on good form as well. We're working hard on that, and now I feel like this year could be even better, and that's what I want to do.
12 months ago, you were the slimmest you'd ever be, and I think nothing's changed. I think you are still as fit as you were then.
I'm still as slim, I think, just a little bit more fit.
In terms of last Sunday, Peter Carlson's farewell, that was quite an emotional time for everybody because his service here had been quite extraordinary.
It has been, and for me personally, I've had a really close cooperation or relationship with PK, and you know, as a fellow Swede, a little bit older than me, he really gave me a lot of guidance in my younger years, and you know, we've travelled together so many times, and you know, it was a bit emotional for me as well to see the end of an era with PK, but he truly deserved his farewell, and we had a great night for him.
You'll make sure that the Carlson corridor lives on around this track, won't you?
Yeah, we're going to rename it now to the Lindgren, what do you call it?
The Lindgren Lane.
Lane, that's it, yeah.
Just interesting, you say how much he helped you as a Swede. Have you consciously taken on that role with Jacob in the last few years? And it's a very similar situation with the age gap, isn't it?
I think it could be a little bit similar. I mean, Jacob and me are starting to become pretty close now, and hopefully I can have a good influence on his career, and he can go on and become even better.
Mike Taylor's still with me. I mentioned to Freddie there that last year he looked sharper than he had done for 2 or 3 years, and he accepted that. He is going to be the key this season. They're going to need heavy points from Freddie Lindgren with no PK and, of course, no Ty Woofenden, who was there for the playoffs last year.
No, absolutely. And Freddie will bear that responsibility very well. I think he's perhaps not the only rider who, in recent years around the continent, has found the workload too much. I think a couple of years ago, he was looking overworked. A little bit of a break from the Grand Prix Series, although he ended up riding most of it last year, as it happens. But I think just a short break from it at the start of last year, although it wasn't what he wanted, might have had a good effect in the long run. He's obviously a mainstay of the club, but he's responsible now. Not that he wasn't responsible, but you know what I mean? He's ready to take over the mantle of the sort of the talisman in a way from Peter Carlsen. You know, Freddie came into Wolves as a young man. Now he's moving on into his early 30s. He's achieved a lot in the sport. I think he's an excellent leader for Wolverhampton.
Before we end, let's hear from a couple of the stars of our National League teams, two of the most entertaining riders. We'll start with the Birmingham Brummies and Jack Parkinson Blackburn, who this year is going to be stepping up from reserve into the main body of the lineup, having averaged well last year. He's delighted to be returning to Perry Bar.
Yeah, well, last year went really good. Everybody's really professional and stuff here, so, yeah, it's good to be back.
Inevitable when you win the league that you end up in a situation where you can't retain so many of the riders. So quite a few new faces to get used to.
Yeah, well, we're all familiar with the same faces, know most of them. So, yeah, everybody's really friendly and it's a good atmosphere.
And these days, you're going to find yourself almost certainly as a heat leader. For practice day, you've got the number five because you just did so well at reserve last year.
Yeah, it were a good season for me. The team was so strong, I didn't move up. But, yeah, it's good to be in the main body. And, yeah, hopefully we can keep it that way.
Does it put different pressures on you, do you think?
Not really as such. We're still against the same riders, so it's just a matter of a different number.
Is it as hard for you as it is for us to judge who's going to be strong in the National League? Do you just have to wait and see?
Well, yeah, that's it. Anybody could pop out, and it's just a matter of who gets it first. Well, you know, it's just have to wait and see, really. You don't know who could come out and win the race, so, yeah.
The other star, finally, of press and practice day has been your little brother as well.
Yeah, he's bike obsessed, so hopefully he'll be having one of these bibs on in the future, really.
How old is he now?
He's two.
Jack Parkinson Blackburn. Now, one of his teammates last year at the Brummies is now back with the Cradley Heathens, local lad Tom Perry, who feels with the new look lineup, the Heathens have plenty of potential heat winners.
Definitely, with me, Dan Greenwood, Danny Ayres. Danny Ayres only been about a couple of years, but he's rode a lot of places, so he knows what the gist of it all is, I suppose, that's what I'd say. But yeah, it's got a lot of younger talent in the team as well that I think we can new starters. Like Ryan is a little bit older, but he's only just started and he's going well straight away, and Luke, Connor and Joe, it's going to be good.
You have the advantage because of knowing both home tracks really, really well as well.
Yeah, like you said, I've had a couple of years at Birmingham and been around there loads now, so I should know it by now. If I don't, there's something wrong, and I've done a few seasons here as well, so yeah, I can help the lads with setups and stuff, but obviously each setup and stuff is to each rider. Everyone rides differently, so but I'll give as much help and advice as I can.
You got a busy year, where else you'd be riding?
Glasgow as well, so up to Glasgow every weekend, and then I've got a full time job as well, so I'm going to be busy, and then I've got a little one as well, so it's going to be a busy year for me.
Yeah. Very forgiving employers and presumably a very forgiving partner.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Work in a bank, so I have to use my holiday and stuff, but it's good. They seem quite flexible, so yeah.
On track, Heathens, could it be their year? I mean, you had the experience of winning the National League last year with the Brummies. Do you see this Heathens squad as having that same potential?
Well, yeah, definitely. The thing is, I won it last year with Birmingham, the year before with Birmingham, and the year before that with Cradley, so I've had 3 years on the bounce. It'd be nice to be the fourth. But I think definitely with the riders we've got, like Dan Greenwood, I think, is going to be our trump card, I think, or Joe Lawler, I think they're the trump cards. As long as me and Danny Ayres keep our averages. Dan Greenwood's on his averages a lot lower than what it should be. Like, last season, he was number one for Coventry, and it's coming to us on, I think, it's like 6-point average or something. It's a false average for him, definitely. So Yeah, I think he'll definitely put 2 or 3 points on it, and Joe Lawler will put 2 or 3 on his definitely as well.
So that's our look ahead to the new Speedway season. Mike Taylor and myself will be at Monmouth Green on Monday night. Wolves against Poole, the Elite Shield, the Premiership Shield, whichever title they give it this year. It's the first of the major trophies to win. We'll also have live coverage of the return fixture at Wimborne Road on Wednesday night, and that's a double header along with the Cradley Heathens against the Kings Lynn Young Stars in the National League. And all our Speedway coverage this year available online. If you go to the BBC WM website, click on the commentary link at the bottom of the page and click on Speedway, and you will find your live coverage there. Looking forward to another great Speedway season on BBC WM.